Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Also, the entire program can be crafted into one long mantra. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, an 18-year-old girl's personal crime spree rivets the state of Florida. Before we talk about that, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Iraq's prime minister wants relief from foreign debt going back to the Saddam Hussein years. Nouri al-Maliki made the plea at a conference in Sweden today. Iraq owes at least $67 billion, much to other Arab states. At least 39 are dead in a truck accident in southern India. The truck was taking people to a wedding when the driver lost control. Rescue efforts are ongoing. There were about 70 people on board. A train driver is dead and many passengers injured in a train crash in Metro Boston. Two commuter trains wrecked during last night's rush hour. Transit officials aren't yet sure what caused the crash in the Boston suburb of Newton. The Boston wreck followed another train crash on Chicago's south side. It's under investigation, but transit officials blame the train driver. Chicago Public Radio's Sam Hudzik has the story.
A transit authority spokesperson says the driver of the train appears to have blown a red light. That triggered an automatic switch, stopping the train. When the driver tried to move again, the train derailed, but stayed upright. The fire department transported 14 passengers to area hospitals, none in serious condition.
Chicago Public Radio's Sam Hudzik reporting. High gas prices have airlines strapped, and they're passing the costs on to flyers. They've jacked fares and added charges for once free services like checking bags or getting exit row seats. But through all this, flyers could at least count on the simple pleasure of tearing open a pack of peanuts and savoring subtle honey-roasted flavor. No more, at least not on U.S. Airways, which is cutting out all free snacks in coach starting next month. They say they will still have free soft drinks, though. It's an American debate that goes back all the way to Jefferson and Hamilton, or if you like, the Green Acres theme song. The question is, what's better, the city or the country? A new survey weighs in today, at least on the environmental aspect. The Brookings Institution study says city residents have much smaller carbon footprints than people in the country, mainly because they're most likely to use mass transit than drive cars. That is your news for now. If you need more, it's always online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.